Good evening. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You listen to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday evening, Capital Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. Special welcome to all our listeners that tune in now on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and around the world. Hope you'll stay with me for the next hour here. Plenty of music on the programme tonight. And up first, we've got Mary Black with A Song for Ireland.
Silver wind, may he fly.
Jerry Black and Song for Ireland. First song ever I played when I started broadcasting this show back in 1990. And Song for Ireland, I suppose, is an appropriate song because we've got a new Irish president. Her name is Catherine Connolly. She's 68. She's from Galway, grew up in Galway in the west of Ireland, former barrister, independent TD for a number of years. And she had a overall, you know, nearly 70% majority of the votes cast at the weekend. It was a decisive win for her. Sorry, 63% of first preference votes. My good friend Heather Humphreys, who I work with in the bank, she came second with 29.46 votes. And last, but of course his name was on the ballot with, he didn't have a campaign, Jim Gavin for Fianna Fáil, with 7.8%. But the worrying issue was that in third place, really, was the Spoil Votes campaign. And there was a total of 213,000 votes spoiled in the campaign on Friday. And it's a worrying time for political leaders. And there's calls now for both a shake-up at the top of Fianna Fáil, where it's led by Micheál Martin, and Sinn Féin and Fine Gael by Simon Harris. Both leaders turned up at the a ceremony on Saturday night at Dublin Castle, and we play Catherine Connolly's victory speech in a few minutes for you. It's in Oscuelga and in English. Of course, Catherine is a native speaker. This was one of the issues that came up with Heather Humphreys, who really hasn't Irish. She had said that if she was elected, she'd go and spend some time at the Gaeltacht and learn Irish. But like the rest of us, she only did Irish at national and secondary school, whereas Catherine grew up in the West and spoke it fluently. So I think she'll be a very great, a very good president, and she's taken over from her fellow Galwegian, Michael D. Higgins. The inauguration will be on the 11th of November. So without further ado, here's her victory speech, which took place in Dublin Castle on
Ahishi, Tonista, Heather, Machlan Hain, agus Barry, agus Shifsha, Acharja, Agwini Ushla, Garamila Magav, Asavechan Shah, agus Istoha, Bawatlam Mavirkis, a Karanul, the Canary in the Parchi, a hug Takiok Umlandum, agus the Dini Nakwil in a Balde in Farchi, Nishanador in Yavsplaka, agus Nachakti Dal in Yavsplaka, agus Nadini Akahav. Acha vota ermason ermahon agus nadini narka vota ermahon vaime ima utron da gatine satir gatine da heather watla maro ni rausha eske the heather no dum hain agus togin che mwinin agus krogot tu hain a kar os kord mwinchir na tira agus rinna heather eishin agus kogar jikas agus tombik tnu le jin agus elderflower lat galua Dentim which no the vimor imon G spodokta erartie gomai gin agus elderflower agin lekela, koshpiopa agus fager, ta ek gent agin lekela, am the canuna in arira and lasha, ta she coronul a coswincher natira, nakwil she sasta, go will uptron a tastal wehu, uptron a will anon eshtukt. Uachtarán a cardan béim ar na luachana atá i cos winsir na tíra. Goch ar son na siachana. Goch ar son ahantis o hort don gírceim ahrú éraja. Agus goch ar son cos winsir na tíra na pobl o chian chian na tíra atá obar na gapal o yenavaku ar ar son. Bacor ahantis a horchdov, agus aquini a horchdov, agus hug me gyalun shlelin an actis, go rahi me a rash, go ga unad, agus by an gyalun shin a cholina agum. Ta public. Shog glushopt, nin misha akmar himbal den glushop shog, agus. Lani shivsha arai leshanglu shakshin, le fish nua dantir, agus poblukt nua a wumlu, son gana winsher natira, agus ta andushan agivanish, na porchilog, agus dini napwil porchuk in ein porchuk, in ein forchi. An dúlán sin don linglet leis an dúlán agus poblacht nua a bhúmlu. I think they like to test me to the end of my tether because there's no water available. There's nothing here. I said, water. I'm not sure I can drink out of a bottle, but we'll try. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here. Taoiseach, Tánaiste, Heather, and my family. It's not easy for them to stand here. My family in particular, who are very private. And I want to thank all of you for being here and all the leaders of the parties that came in behind me and the TDs and senators, the independent TDs and senators who stood behind me. From day one, I emphasised that I was an independent candidate with an independent mind. And for all who voted for me, thank you very much. It will be an absolute privilege to serve you. For those who didn't vote for me and those who spoiled their votes, let me tell you, I will be an inclusive president to listen to all of you. I will be making no distinction on the basis of votes. I will be a president who listens and who reflects and who speaks when it's necessary, and a voice for peace, a voice that builds on our policy of neutrality, a voice that articulates the existential threat posed by climate change, and a voice that recognises the tremendous work being done, the length and breadth of the country, and we need to recognise that and ensure it is properly resourced. But that's your job. That's a political job on the ground. I will raise my voice. And our whole mantra during this campaign was, we can shape a new republic together. And we can use our voices for those who haven't the ability, nor the circumstances don't allow. But my message is, use your voice in every way you can, because a republic and a democracy needs constructive questioning, and together we can shape a new republic that values everybody, that values and champions diversity, and that takes confidence in our own identity, our Irish language, our English language, and the new people who have come to our country. I will be an inclusive president for all of you, and I regard it as an absolute honour the vote I have been given, and I will represent you nationally and internationally to the best of my ability and as professionally and as humanely as possible. Garamila Mar.
You'll hopefully hear plenty more from Catherine over the next 7 years. Catherine Connolly will be the 10th president of Ireland, taking over from Michael D. Higgins. And she obviously is the president of Ireland, is a bit like the governor general here in New Zealand. It's more of a stately role, but we know that Catherine's background, she won't be backwards in coming forward with her opinions. And it'll be interesting times ahead for the government. Of course, Micheál Martin is Taoiseach until the end of 26. That's the plan, with Simon Harris taking over for the next 2 years. But as I mentioned earlier on, there's really a lot of unease, in, especially in the Fianna Fáil camp. They feel it's time for a new leader. So Micheál Martin may not get the opportunity to be there next year, for the centenary of the founding of the Fianna Fáil party, and more importantly for the latter 6 months of next year, Ireland will hold the presidency of the European Union, a very prestigious honour, and that'll be a high profile position. And Micheál Martin would probably like to hang around for that. But in the opinion polls at the moment, Fianna Fáil are down at about 18%, which is as bad as what they were back in 2011 when they were decimated. So interesting times ahead on the political front in Ireland. Let's go. We'll have a few Galway songs tonight. I have a few songs about Chicago. More about that later on. Dolores Keane and Galway Bay for the new Uachtaráin. Bay, a bit chilly around Galway Bay at the moment. Of course, the clocks went back in Ireland at the weekend, so now we're 13 hours ahead of our family and friends back in Ireland, and it'll be like that till the end of April. The clocks go forward in Ireland. There was a bit of a discussion. Former Uachtaráin Cumallew Claskeil, now current MEP Sean Kelly, who tried to put his name into the hat for the presidency role. He was hoping that clocks wouldn't be going backwards and forwards. They want to try to keep a standard time right across Europe. But that debate, that's not what happened in the foreseeable future. What else has happened was terrible, ugly scenes out at the City West Hotel in Dublin last week. This is a hotel that's housing international asylum seekers, people that are in Ireland waiting to find out if they'll be granted asylum in Ireland. There's over 220 people And on last Monday, a young girl in state care, very young girl, 10 according to reports, escaped state care and got to this hotel and was allegedly sexually assaulted by a Somali young man in his early 20s. And after he was brought before the courts and his nationality, obviously in the media on Tuesday night, an online campaign started up and almost 2,000 people turned up and shout, get them out at the City West Hotel. Thankfully, the police, the Gardaí got there in time, but there was huge disturbances. A number of Gardaí were injured. The van was completely burnt. And who knows what would have happened if the Gardaí didn't get there. That was on Tuesday night. They came back again on Wednesday night. Young, probably unemployed youths being driven on by extreme right-wing propaganda stuff online. And when you get some guy called Robinson in England putting it up on his Twitter and getting that tweet retweeted by the man that owns Twitter, or X or whatever it's called now, Elon Musk. This is the same people. They all kind of sing from the same hymn sheet as UFC fighter Conor McGregor, that all these people are saying Ireland is for the Irish. So the disturbances had quietened down at the end of the week, but the worrying thing was with the 213,000 spoiled votes. Of course, many of them put Maria Steen's name on, and many of them just put no name on, just put a big X through the whole thing. But quite a number of people, especially in some of these Dublin, inner city Dublin constituencies, put down she was only 10, and another, that was reference to the young girl who was allegedly sexually assaulted last week, and the other one, she was only 21 or 20, maybe 3, relating to Aisling Murphy, who was murdered over 3 years ago, and in fact, her murderers, who was from Romania, Roma community, six other members of his family were given jail sentences last week for concealing evidence. So you can see why there's a lot of unhappiness there. Right, let's go this time. Dublin in the Rare Old Times by the Dubliners and Imelda May. And I'm going to play this song for a lovely woman I met from Dublin at the weekend. Her name is Joan Allison. And Joan is originally from Inchicore in Dublin, lived in Canada for many years, and now living here in New Zealand. So, Joan, I hope you've managed to track me down online, and you'll be tuning in every week. So here is German Joe, grown up in Dublin. Dublin in the Rare Old Times from the Dubliners and Imelda May.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes are renowned, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunted children.
Out to redundancy, like my house, it fell to progress. My freight and memory, and I courted Peggy Dyke as. pretty as you please. A rogue, a child of Mary, and the rebel liberties of me. I lost her to a Stoonia, with skin as black as coal. When he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul.
Welcome back, Dublin Nurse there, and the Melody May, Dublin for the Weird Old Times, and dedicating that song to Joan Olison. And Dublin is where the action was at the weekend. The 44th Dublin City Marathon took place on Sunday. Terrible conditions, very wet, cold. Over 22,000 people took part. I must pay compliments to my brother Owen and his son George, who travelled over from the Channel Islands to run and did good times. I think Owen's last marathon, I think he's on about 10 now, so well done to them. And it was a great turnout, and I think the first woman home, Irish woman home, was a young girl from Limerick, who ran her first marathon. Of course, all eyes will be on Chicago this weekend. The All Blacks here play Ireland on Sunday morning, New Zealand time. It's 9 o'clock, and of course it was at Soldier Field in 2016 that Ireland recorded its first victory over the All Blacks. And but since then, we've beaten them four times, twice in Ireland and twice in New Zealand. And I'm actually heading over. I'll be there when this program is being broadcast for a week, and looking forward to my first visit to Chicago. So, but the rugby continued in Ireland at the weekend without the internationals. Our team, Connacht from the west of Ireland, went down to Munster, who made a lot of changes after with a big victory over Leinster the week before. And everything is a dream start for Clayton McMillan over there. 5 out of 5. They beat Munster or Ulster or Connacht by 2 points. Connacht just missed quite a few kickable penalties and conversions. So that's cost them now dearly in 3 games. Convincing win for Leinster and Ulster. But for the next few weeks, of course, the big focus will be on the internationals with the game this weekend against the All Blacks. And then you've got Ireland are taking on Australia, South Africa, I think Fiji in the coming week. So let's go with a Chicago song here. We'll have two. We'll have one later from Christy Moore, but this is Bono and U2 and City of Blinding Lights, which is the song that beamed all over Chicago the night that Barack Obama was elected the President of the United States of America. the City of Blinding Lights. Well, that's where I'll be when this program is being broadcast this week, Chicago. And that's where Ireland will be playing the All Blacks this weekend. I think it might be just a game too early for Ireland. They haven't really played since the Six Nations as a team back in March. Of course, there was about 18, or was it 17 Irish players involved with the Lions tour of Australia in July and August, but not all of them played at the same time. So All Blacks, they've been patching up the season, but I'd say they'll probably be favourites to win this weekend. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, obviously the fallout from the election is still dominating the news in Ireland, so worrying time for Micheál Martin and indeed Simon Harris. They obviously formed a government after the general election last year, but a lot of people were very unhappy with the deals that were done to get the Baubles of office, because Michael Lowry, the disgraced former Fine Gael TD, who's still an independent TD for Tipperary, really pulled all the shots last year. He got his woman, Verona Murphy, elected at the Cann Corla, and then he got two senior ministries and two junior ministries and got speaking rights. This upset an awful lot of people. You remember back at the start of the year, there was about three false starts to get the Dáil up and running. So I would say now, if there was an election in the morning, the left-leaning parties, if they can pull together Sinn Féin, Labour Party, Social Democrats and People Before Profit and like-minded independents, they feel that they'd had a chance to be in office. So, of course, no election due for 4 years, but it'll be interesting to see if there's a heave on Micheál Martin and indeed Simon Harris in the coming weeks and months. Let's move on with another song, and this time we'll go with Lumiere and The West's Awake.
Junkie, the west side.
the West of Wake at the moment, and a Galway woman, Catherine Connolly, is another West of Ireland man, Michael D. Higgins, as Ireland's Oak Tharonn na hÉireann on the 11th of November. I think that's the date the inauguration takes place. Of course, Michael D's and his wife, Sabina, and their two dogs are moving back to Galway, Rahoon. So I'm not sure how he's going to, where he will be able to put up his two dogs. There was a nice interview with him last week, and he said he's looking, his wife's certainly looking forward to a quieter life. He's still, you know, health-wise not great. He had a mini stroke there earlier in the year, and it certainly affected his mobility. I think he's about 83, 84, but he plans to catch up on a lot of reading that he hasn't been able to do, and he will continue writing poetry, and no doubt he will still have an opinion or two. Not going to stop him coming out now and voicing his opinion, which he did, you know, when he was in office, but certainly it's not that easy to do it when you're the leader of the country, and you can't really overrule any government decisions. So it'd be interesting to see how he settles back to life in Galway after 14 years in Áras an Uachtaráin in Dublin. And of course, Catherine Connolly now, she'll be picking her team. And I was just reading to be about her key person. I remember when Mary Robinson was elected in 1990, there was a woman in the background. Nobody knew anything about it. A Kerry woman, former teacher, her bride, Rosny. And bride was instrumental in helping Mary Robinson get elected in 1990. And I met bride on a number of occasions, a wonderful person, sadly passed away 2 years ago after a brief illness. But she certainly pulled all the strengths to make sure that Mary Robinson had a high profile. Over her almost 7 years, she just did one term. But I was just reading people, even my friend Heather Connolly, Heather Humphreys came out and said that Catherine Connolly's election agent was Paul Murphy, the People Before Profit TD from Dublin, but it certainly wasn't. They denied it. And there was kind of on the TV on Saturday night, every now and again, the camera zoomed in on a woman that I thought was probably one of Catherine's siblings. Catherine herself has two boys, and they were on stage with the husband. But the Irish Times on Monday has done an interview with no photograph taken of her campaign manager. Hope we can pronounce this right. Beeblin O'Connor, originally from Galway, very well educated, and was involved in same-sex marriage referendum in Galway a number of years ago. Then went away and lived in Thailand, I think, for a while, had a restaurant, and she moved back, after moving back to Galway to help with that referendum. She was approached by Catherine Connolly to help her and got her elected, so I'm sure she'll be Catherine's number one special advisor. But you get people like this that come along, and they just like to, they don't want to be in the limelight. They certainly, but are really instrumental in helping people get through. Right, let's take another bit of music, and then we'll come back. I'll run through all the Gaelic Games county finals that were played over the weekend. This time we go with Christy Moore, and he's singing about the city of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, them new fortune, some of them new fame, more of them new hardship, died upon the plains. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, they brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. City of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. In the city of Chicago, as the shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Donegal.
What do you think about that then, Joe Rowley?
Welcome back. Christy Moore there and the city of Chicago, where the All Blacks Irish match takes place this weekend. Well, I know there's a lot of people would be interested in that. There's a lot of important games happening in Ireland at the moment. It's coming up to the county finals times in hurling and football. And on Saturday, heartbreak for Westport. Obviously a strong wind. You remember the county final the previous week ended in a draw. So the replay, Ballinasloe, Stephen Knights against Westport. And I think Westport were won by about 12, maybe 13 points with about 10 minutes to go. But Ballinasloe came back and won 2-13 to 1-15. Up in Fermanagh, my good friend Michael Glynn, former manager of Derry Donnelly, won't be too happy. And replay up there, they lost to Éireann Gaels 1-12 to 1-9. Down in Laois, Port Arlington won 7, Cortwood 7 points. Galway, my own county, Moy Cullen, 1-17, Salt Hill, Knockdacara. That day played under lights at Pure Stadium on Saturday night. And then two hurling finals played on Saturday. Rathdowick, Kinmead, 2-22, Kiltale, 4-10, and in Dublin, Nafina, 1-20, Lucan, Sarswides, 22. And then on Sunday, there was quite a lot of games played. We'll run through them here. Off in Armagh, Madden 20 points, St. Pat's 9 points, Cork, Nemo Rangers 1-13, St. Finbar's 1-14, Kerry, Austin Stacks 1-12, Dangan, Ikush 2-13, Loud, Need Martin 1-18, Newton Blues 1-11, Monaghan, Scotstown 22, Inishkeen 17 points. Over in Offaly, Ferban 1-12, Tullamore 19 points, Roscommon, Pory Pierce's 1-15, St. Bridges 1-15, the draw replay will have to take place there. And then Sligo, Killara, Strandhill 8, Shamrock Gaels 2-11. Tyrone, Trillick 2-11, Loughmacrory 18 points. And finally in football, Westmeath, you have the Giants 4-12, Carlstown, Kinnegad 1-15. And then hurling yesterday, you had Bally, Galget, Imdam 2-13, Portaferry 2-24. Tipperary, Loughmore, Castellini 2-22, Nina Aeroog 1-22, and London, Kilburn Gaels 1-13, St. Gabriel's 2-15, and Kate Guinea, O'Loughlin Gaels 12, Ballyhead Shamrocks 1-18, strong team that Ballyhead Shamrocks, and then Wexford St. Martin's 2-14, Rathnewer 16 points. So pretty much nearly all the county finals have taken place. And, of course, you know, they get into Christmas then, and then the league would start early on in January, February. And, of course, the championship gets underway in early May. This time, we're going to have Mary Cochran, who's coming to New Zealand. I see her concerts are being promoted. She's doing a show, I think, in Christchurch and Auckland early next year. And this is a song called Lumberjack.
a railway station. Your brother there, so I can't say what I'm thinking. A wry smile, we'll meet in September. All political lives end in failure. We fell flat as if a tree. There was the lumberjack, you and me. But I don't forget or let it fade, just like the sun did on that day. Gonna follow the big sun.
Mary Coughlan there and her latest hit called Lumberjack. And as I mentioned earlier, she's playing in New Zealand next year. She's performing in Christchurch on Friday the 20th of March at the piano in Christchurch, and then here in Auckland at the Ray Friedman Arts Centre in Epsom in Auckland on the 21st of March. So that's about it. Coming to the end of another programme, a momentous week in our few weeks in Irish politics, with the election of Ireland's 10th President, Catherine Connolly, who will take up the office in just over 2 weeks' time. And I hope that you've enjoyed the programme tonight. And those of you, bank holiday weekend just gone here in New Zealand, so the weather wasn't too great. I want to say hello to Kathleen Lawler, listening down in mid-Canterbury, Rakaia. Regular listener to the programme, Kathleen, back after a wonderful trip in Ireland. So for me, I'll say good night, goodbye and God bless, and I'll be back to you again in a week's time and with reports of my time in Chicago. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support.